Hey, folks. Welcome back to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day today.
You're throwing my glasses at me. It's cold.
Well, they're on my side. There's an invisible line in the middle of this table. There's my side. There's your side.
I've got a story.
They were encroaching on my line.
I have a story. This is a funny story.
I was standing my ground.
It made me think of something from a long time ago.
What did it make you think
of? I tell you, your mother's son.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment. I remember we had just gotten married, and we were in a full-size bed. Not a queen-size bed. Not a king bed, but a full-size bed.
Full-size bed.
And I remember she said, "You're on my side." And I wasn't. I was bigger than her. This is a funny story. I hadn't thought about this. You triggered me here for a second. And she went into the bathroom and got her lipstick. And she drew a line on the headboard down the middle.
No, she didn't.
She did.
Are you serious?
As the good Lord is my witness, drew a lipstick line down the middle of the headboard, said, "This is my side.
My side.
This is your side.
Your side. I'm standing my ground."
And just for a second, when you threw the glasses and said, "This is my side," it flashed back on me. Thank you. It was a good memory. It was funny. I laughed.
It was encroaching.
Oh, I mean, by the way, we got a funny meme to show you guys. Let's start with that. This is hilarious.
Well, first off, I'm going to start with the fact, thank you guys for voting unanimously. Give me that GHI, Clint. That's also encroaching in my view. Now it's on my side.
You want
by the way, that's a full can.
It is. I just got it.
How'd you get a full can?
I went to the office.
Oh, of course you did. Okay. Now my inventory's low. No, I got one for you guys. GHI, Clint, you guys are, and I talk about that all the time. He made a shake on it. But you guys voted significantly higher than anything else on the collagen peptides, which I understand why, because the product's incredible. So be sure to check it out as product of the week on sale right now at healthmasters.com. We did over 12% off on it. Big discount, especially how much this product costs to make with the patented peptides in it. So check it out, healthmasters.com. You can click shop now right there. It discounts automatically applied right to your cart right out the gate. So be sure to check that out at healthmasters.com. And I told you guys yesterday, the omega-3s, the DHA, the really, really strong omega-3 formula that we recommend for all pregnant women, prenatals. This is back in stock and reformulated with 60 capsules. That was the big problem that a lot of people had complaints about. This is a 30-capsule bottle, so when you want to take the high dose of the omega-3 DHAs, you pretty much burn through a bottle in about 2 weeks. Just what happened with it. So we reformulated it, got it better, stronger, larger, bigger bottle, more caps, ready to rock and roll. So check that out at healthmasters.com. We have on sale right now, you can use the Omega coupon, O-M-E-G-A. I sent an email on that yesterday. It's not on the website. This is for you guys only and for basically our VIP email customers that we send our emails out to on the email list. So if you're listening to the show, you get the emails. Omega, anybody else? Sorry. Should watch the show. All right. Back to your joke this morning. Where are we going with this joke?
Put that meme up. I covered this yesterday, and more is coming out on it now. We broke it first yesterday, as far as I know, on our podcast. Now, other people talked about it, but not on podcasts.
This is the movie. What movie is this?
It's The Odyssey.
Okay, so they're redoing The Odyssey.
Yeah, it's going to be with Matt Damon.
Okay.
And he plays the role of Odysseus.
Okay.
And I personally, I like this movie. It was a TV movie.
I like the story.
It was a TV movie that was done years and years ago and had Vanessa Williams as the beautiful, you know, siren in the movie. And
she was, mermaids?
No, she at that point in her life was probably in my opinion, the most beautiful girl in the world. And I mean, she was something else. So now we're going to talk about the people they've chosen to play these roles. And remember, Brad Pitt was Achilles. Here it is, right here.
Oh, so this is from Troy. The first one's from Troy. That was in.
Yeah.
Who are these two at the bottom? Well, gosh, she's ugly on the right. Or he. Is that a dude? Who is that?
No, that's that transgel. I think it's that Ellie. Transgender, yeah.
Oh.
And so she's she looks like a woman. Oh. She's supposed to be. Now, this is Brad Pitt above her.
So these two aren't in the film. This is the new film.
Well, that 2004.
Well, wait, probably. So he's playing Achilles?
Yeah.
Oh,
supposedly.
Wow.
Supposedly.
Well, you know what happened to that movie? What was it? The Disney movie they tried.
Oh, Cinderella or Snow White?
Snow White.
Oh, yeah, it was completely bombed.
How did that go for everybody at Disney?
It went badly.
It crashed and burned.
But no, and this black girl ain't no Vanessa Williams. This girl's ugly. Now, she won some Academy Award a while back, and some people said she's a tranny too, but that's just rumor. I have no idea if that's true or not. So we got all these weirdos in this movie, and they're saying now that Christopher Nolan, who did the movie, that he cast her as the most beautiful woman in the world. because he wanted to make sure he got some more Academy Awards from this. And he threw a tranny in there because he had to stay, you know, along with white, you know, Hollywood. You say, well, you can't say she's a tranny. Dude, well, she's a tranny. She's come out as a tranny. She's living. She was a woman.
She's a dude being a boy or a boy being a girl?
No, she was born a woman. And she was, okay. She was actually an okay actress. She was. And then she decided she's a lesbian.
She wanted to be a guy.
She wanted to be a guy. So, you know, now she's had her breasts removed and everything else. Well,
I'm not getting her much more confused.
This to me is hilarious. And, you know, so it's even, you know, Elon Musk is slamming it. And I love what it says at the very top. It says, if you paid me to ruin a movie, I still couldn't have done it this masterfully. Now, personally, I am banning this movie from my life. I will never go see it. I highly recommend that you don't see it. Don't let your kids see it. Stay away from it. Don't see it. And remember, you're doing the world a favor by not seeing it. This is going to be a nightmare.
We vote with your dollar.
Well, no, that's what I said yesterday. Matt Damon's going to do a good job. He's always great. But they could have put Thor, whatever it is, Matt Chris Hemsley in that one. And
Achilles.
Well, they could have put, my gosh, they picked some muscled up dude out of Hollywood and make him Achilles. It doesn't matter.
Gone are the days of the first Predator.
Yeah. And now Brad Pitt, now they actually did some CG on him back then to make his arms bigger and better shape and all the rest.
He's always shredded, though.
Yeah.
He's always been shredded.
Yeah, he's the only Hollywood dude.
He's always stayed. No. He stayed very consistent.
No, he's the only Hollywood dude, in my opinion, has ever pulled off long hair. That's it. He's it.
No, he pulled it off. Well, your boy, the Thor guy can, too.
No, Thor did well. But you're right. He can. But Brad was the one who started that.
Give him credit from a health standpoint, though. He's always – a lot of actors – I mean, you see some guys like, you know, I used to like Steven Seagal, could fight good. He kind of gained a lot of weight. A lot of actors, they get older, they usually get really out of shape.
Well, Brad, he's a smoker. Hope he stopped.
He's always stayed very lean, very good shape as far as body composition. I don't know about personal lifestyle. I've never met him. But
even Elon Musk is slamming this choice. And what's going to happen is, you know, they didn't learn from Bud Light.
Ooh.
They didn't learn from Bud Light.
Ooh.
Bud Light lost such a huge – but then I have to admit now, I'm going to say something. Don't get mad at me. I got it. Yeah, I never really heard of The Odyssey. It was an unbelievably long book. I never read it. We weren't required to read it in high school. And when I first saw the movie, I thought, no, ho-hum, ho-hum. The first one that came out for the TV thing years ago. And then I managed to go through it. It was like a series. It was okay. It was pretty good, actually. I like it at the end when he shoots the arrow through all those handles and all those axes. That was pretty slick.
I forgot about that part.
Oh, yeah. And then he was the only person that could string his bow. I like that. And so there's some parts of it that I really, really like. Now, we know how it goes. You got to fight the Cyclops, and he has the maidens out there and the sirens. And all. We got it, okay? We understand it's a story. But the
Cyclops Wild, the original movie.
Oh, yeah.
The CGI was a lot to be desired then.
But I tell you what, though, it worked. It's kind of like Dune. That first Dune that came out in the early 80s, it was really good. Now, it had some sick stuff with the Harkonnens in there. It was really perverted.
Well, the CGI, the new one was great. Yeah. But then they put that little kid as the main guy.
And then they did the same thing. From 1984, when that one came out, or 83, whenever it was, the Baron's wife, not the Baron's wife, the Duke Atreides, I guess, in case you don't think I remember. The Duke Atreides had his beautiful wife. And, of course, when they do the new one, they got some ho-hum wife again. It's unbelievable. It's kind of like this black lady.
I hate that for you.
Listen to me. There are some beautiful black women out there, like, you know, Vanessa Williams. Okay, if you're going to cast some beautiful black woman to be the most beautiful woman in the world, great.
Well, the problem is, here's the issue that I have with it. Certain pimp play things for certain realms, for certain acts, you know, certain acts on it. When you've got a film that is depicting a certain individual is extremely good shape or really beautiful or something, you got to kind of go with the book. You got to kind of go with the film. Yeah. You got to kind of go along with it. It's just like Snow White. Well, we're not doing dwarfs anymore. What are we doing? We're doing grown men that look like they work at a circus. That's what they did, Snow White. They're not dwarfs. Why aren't they dwarfs? The whole book is about dwarfs. Well, we can't do that because it's offensive.
Only half of them were trannies.
Yeah, it was stupid, man.
Speaking of effeminate, and speaking of beautiful, speaking of great, speaking of weirdos, speaking of guys who act like women, that was a good segment. Ben Shapiro's media empire is collapsing.
Good riddance.
Now he's wearing a beard, trying to look like he's going to be macho like you with a beard thing. And he goes, there was a
time. I had a beard way before he did.
Oh, yeah. There was a long time ago, not very long ago, when Ben Shapiro could reasonably call himself the king of all conservative media. He straight blasphemed Jesus. I mean, that was the end of him. I mean, the Christians have walked away and drove from him. His company, The Daily Wire, dominated social media feeds and podcast apps in the run-up to the 2020 election. It was ranked on Facebook's top English language publisher for 3 straight months. Virility seemed to be the Daily Wire's birthright. Scathing news items on Nancy Pelosi's salon visits during the pandemic racked up millions more views on the websites of Fox, CNN, and New York Times. Shapiro, the unbelievably effeminate man himself, that's why I'm right adding that, was ambiguous, a right-wing star who had risen to fame before Donald Trump because he was pushed there by the algorithms and adapted the MAGA takeover of the Republican Party. He was a digital battering ram against the Democrats. Okay, it's all over now. The Wire is insinuating significant layoffs. Remember when they got rid of Candace Owens?
I'm doing it again.
Oh.
I'm doing it again. I'm done with this kid. I'm doing it again.
No, listen to this dude.
Oh, of course they pulled
it out.
Oh,
yeah.
I bet they did.
Yeah.
That's funny. Here we go. That's funny. They've pulled down all the videos of him.
Wow. Him blaspheming Jesus.
Pull up on Instagram.
He's just a man who got crucified for his problems with the Romans. He's not the Messiah.
No. We don't even believe he's a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble. Just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Roman and got killed for their trouble.
Yeah, that was the short version. That was on Instagram. They didn't pull that one down. YouTube scrubbed it all. Every YouTube video, they keep pulling it down. Now I'm curious.
That's
interesting.
Well, remember, when you're on YouTube, when you start talking about, or you try to mention, or you say about,
yeah.
Or you can't say, or you can't.
Or that one thing that happened in 2020.
Oh, that thing. That thing.
Yeah. That's funny, though.
So Ben Shapiro is basically, but I have to admit, he doesn't look nearly as feminine with a beard.
Now, I could care less about his effeminate. The fact that he blasted Christ on Joe Rogan, one of the biggest podcasts in the entire world, and that people wanted to still keep supporting him,
they quit.
That's the point. Now, I'm glad.
My favorite view of Ben Shapiro is when he was doing the boxing.
Oh, when he's doing the speed bag. He's trying to do the speed bag. It hits him in the face.
Almost knocks him out. That was funny.
You know, I've worked many speed bags. You got to get a rhythm to them. I get it. But my gosh, don't be an idiot, dude.
Oh, this is one more thing. No longer is he the king of media. The anti-Israel, anti-Semite, led by Nick Fuentes, are in ascendance. Candace Owens, who once worked for Shapiro on the Daily Wire, now boasts a YouTube channel that's bigger than his, where she's indulged in anti-Israel conspiracy theories. How about anti-Israel factual theories? Warred with Charlie Kirk's widow and even broken with Trump without suffering any financial consequences. But beyond Owens and Fuentes, Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly have found massive audience with their own brand of conspiratorial commentary that marries Israeli skepticism and isolationist advocacy. Oh, that means we should be starting wars all over the country? Yeah, okay. Carlson and Kelly have both loudly opposed the war in Iran. Trump now reviles them, but neither Ex-Fox talking yet is back down, and Carlson seems to be moving on from Trump completely. And guess what Trump is doing now? It's one of the lead stories on Drudge. He is coming out now. This thing with Shapiro was also on there. It is saying, if I can find this right quick, he says the Don to label Carlson, Tucker, and Fuentes terrorists.
Wow.
I mean, I don't even have to say
that. Well, I like Tucker. I like Tucker Carlson. I like Nick. I don't agree with everything they say on everything, but I will give them credit. They've come out and said a lot of stuff that people think they're too scared to say.
Yeah, new counterterrorism strategy. Eyes Tucker Carlson.
The biggest thing is you run into is that the amount of self-censorship that's starting to occur in the United States and has been occurring, especially since that one thing in 2020. The fact that I even have to do this right now because of the tube, and I'm actually doing this to try to make sure we can get the platform out there a little bit more, but it shows you how idiotic this has become with self-censorship. And now, oh, yeah, I mean, the same thing they did with Dan Bilzerian. He's listed at number one anti-Semite in the entire world now, made number one on the list, and now he's running against that unbelievably piece of garbage mayor down in senator that's representing Florida. Dan Bilzerian's going to be running for Florida Senate.
Who is
interesting.
Remember the senator's name?
I could pull it up. I didn't want to give him credence. He's a complete lowlife, and a lot of these guys are the same ones that have been involved in pushing for these AI data centers to go on all over Florida. Good news, though. You'll like this.
By the way, while he's pulling this up, Cynthia McKinney and Robert David Steele, which I was on a show multiple times. He was on our show years ago before he passed away. He said that Cynthia McKinney, who was former congressman, they had to all sign a pledge to AIPAC when they got in Congress.
Oh, yeah. Marjorie Taylor Greene said the same thing.
So he said that.
Her and, I forgot what's the other guy's name. Her and one other guy, the only ones that never took any money from AIPAC.
AIPAC, the American Israeli Political Action Committee.
There you go.
Foreign entity.
Who, by the way, has also been heavily funding these AI data centers. And I'm going to go in. I'm going to spend about 5 minutes on this in a second here. So I'm going to go into something. I'm going to show you a video here at an AI data conference where a guy, very, very educated in the tech sector, is discussing what's going on with this and how this AI race is way more than what we think it is. Okeechobee County, by the way, this happened 2 weeks ago. Okeechobee County has now scrapped it. They have banned it. They have stopped the data center from going to Okeechobee County.
Well, they're sucking all the water off.
Well, on top of that, they're just having all these people. Now, here's the issue that I have.
No, we had this in Auburn. We had this many people, too, and we couldn't stop the warehouses.
Here's what I'm going to address real quick. I want everybody to listen to me, especially my young friends. Look at this photo. Put it on camera four. Put me on camera four. This is a county commissioner meeting in Okeechobee County opposing AI data centers. Look at the age demographic of this.
Everybody.
Why is it everybody there is in an older age bracket and there are no young people in that meeting?
There are no 18-year-olds.
That sincerely. And it's funny because every time I go to county commissioner meetings, I'm always the youngest one there. And I'm not young. You get my point? Why isn't the young kids, they want to sit on TikTok, pick their nose, sing about stupid crap and do idiotic dances, and that's the extent of their life, but yet we got things that are happening now across the country, across the state, and they refuse to go to meetings. I got so sick of them after a while, so every time I'd be half the only one there, a couple other people.
That reminds me of a funny story. We got to calm you down. Let me tell a funny story.
I'm not done with AI yet, but
I'll keep going.
No, finish. Tell me a funny story.
The people are looking at us right now like, you know, we've gone insane.
I haven't gone insane. I just try to make a difference, help my community.
Well, no, but I know. I agree with you. I'm in 100. But I remember one time I'm on a cruise ship with your mom, right? And listen to this. And all of a sudden, somebody walks up to me and goes, why are you the two of the youngest kids on the ship? I mean, are you guys somebody's children? I kid you not. And I looked at Sharon and I started laughing and I said, well, I've decided that we're going to go ahead and do some cruises before we get so old that we have to walk around with an oxygen bottle. And we did. And what is funny, it says, you said that, why am I the, so that's always been a thing that I've had. Why am I always the youngest person?
And now I've replaced you in that sector, apparently.
Well, no. You need to stop now. I have stopped aging. I told Austin in the office the other day, I'm on Health Master's College.
You have stopped aging.
And I have not. And I spoke to one of our listeners last night. She said, you look the same like in these videos from 20 years ago. I'm like, well, I decided not to do that anymore. I said it was awful. So I told Austin today, pretty soon it won't be the father and son duo. It'll be the brothers.
Brother-brothers. I need to slow down at some point. Well, the 205-acre data campus in Okeechobee County was scrapped last week by the county commissioner, and also the funds were pulled by the state, by DeSantis. They had millions of dollars in state funding that was going to be given this AI data center. And here's what's happened now. And I talked to a guy in the tech firm in Orlando last night that I know very well. He's very, very sharp in the sector. And I said, how is it that a lot of these data centers have gotten this approval for this hyper development and they're not getting any environmental impact studies required? Now, listen to this for a second. This is crazy. You go and want to build a barn in the county in your backyard. They make you jump through 50 hoops to build a pole barn. Sometimes they'll decline it. You want to build a bridge over a waterway. You've got to do like 5 years of environmental impact studies on it. What's going to happen when we build this bridge? You got to do years of engineering. These AI tech centers are literally getting approval. It appeared like overnight, and they're showing up in a year, and nobody's even addressing what happens when they burn through, you know, the 95 million gallons of water every single day, and they got these giant cooling units that are 100 decibels that go on 24 hours a day. Here's what's been happening. They've done it so fast, it's almost a blitzkrieg to make it happen before anybody realized what was happening.
5G, 6G?
Yes. Same thing they did with 5G, 6G. They came in and knocked it out with the FCC immediately, said you can't oppose it. These AI tech firms out of Silicon Valley, this is what my friend told me last night verbatim, they went into these county commissioners and they went in and bought up aggregate lands just like Amazon did. So they'd buy up land here.
Just like Disney did back in the 60s.
Yep. And then one LLC absorbs all the property. So now in aggregate, they got 1,000 acres, 2,000 acres, 5,000 acres, 20,000 acres. And then they go to the county and they go, listen, we're going to build a computing manufacturing facility. So we're going to build computers. We're going to build chips. We're going to build robotics. We're going to bring in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of the brightest minds making all this money. We're going to bring in all this revenue for the county, all these jobs, all this infrastructure, everything. And then what happens is they get it approved. And here's what they do. They come in with an AI tech revision on the plans.
Same thing they did in the neighborhood.
No, he told me this last night. He goes, they come in and say, and he goes, they go to the county. He goes, they drop like a 150-page document. Oh, this is our revision. We need to get it approved. And he said it's all AI tech jargon that's in legal jargon. Nobody understands it. Even the attorneys don't understand it. And the commissioners go, what is all this? Oh, we're just revising our plans.
Do you remember when they built that ridiculous subdivision across the street?
Yep.
And they said, oh, we're going to go ahead. We have a big park here. We want to put more houses. We're going to scrap it. So this 1,000-acre or whatever thing it is over there, 500 acres, has been approved already.
Yep.
But because we're spending all this money in Auburndale, we need to change this and this and just make a couple of modifications. So they took off the big park, all gone. All the kids no longer have a park.
They had a walkway. They're building a sidewalk around the lake. Mm-hmm. It was going to go park. Scrapped all of it. Redesigned it halfway through the development and added another 40 dwellings.
Yep.
They went all the way out of the road now. This is exactly what the tech centers have been doing for Silicon Valley.
Well, that's what they do. They could never get that approved to start with.
Yep.
So they throw the county or the city a bone. Look, we're going to spend millions of dollars on this community center that all the people can play in, and so we're going to improve the quality of the life in your area. So let's approve this. And the county commissioners are going, oh, okay, because you remember, Masons don't vote against Masons. Oh, hand me the GHI cleanse. I'm making a shake.
And so then what they do is, he said, they come in then, and they come in this big document of revision, and the revision comes in and says, essentially, in tech terms, and in English terms, not tech terms, basically, we're building an AI data center. The Tango project that they're trying to do now in Palm Beach County, you know how many people are going to be employed there? 60.
Well, that's right, because
60.
It's all automated.
Exactly. All they need are maintenance and groundskeepers and people to upkeep the servers.
It's like I went to the Budweiser plant in St. Louis a couple of years ago to go look around, and I didn't see any employees at all.
Yeah.
It's all fully automated.
So instead of 500 employees, they're revising it to 60. And what happens is now that it's been approved, now they're adding a revision in. It's exactly what they did. The county can't just block the revision. And a lot of times the county doesn't even know what they're doing. And so the county's like, okay, we'll approve this provision. Well, then these data centers are going in people's backyards in some cases. They're sucking up all the water. The 100 decibel, it says buzzing all day, all night.
Can you imagine the noise?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a video on here. I don't have it. I should have saved it. It was a neighborhood that they built an AI data center by. It was only like about 1,000 yards away from them. And the guys in the house, they recorded it. You could hear it buzzing. It's just like a resonant frequency. It's buzzing all day. So good thing is, Okeechobee County, it's scrapped. Now they're trying to do Project Tango, which is now getting an enormous amount of pushback because what's happened is now people realize what they're doing. Now, here's the part that I want to get into because I told you guys before, everybody's like, well, they're expanding surveillance. They're expanding this. Those are little perks, the AI data centers. It's going way worse than this, and this guy is going to talk about it. And whether you want to call it fallen angels, demons, all this other stuff that people are coming about and talking about, it's pretty clear that they're wanting this AI to go sentient. They want it to start operating on its own. That's why they're building these data centers that all talk to each other, he says. This is a video. I want you guys to watch it. It's only about a minute video, if I can pull it up here. And this will get your attention because this is what is actually happening, and nobody's addressing what's going on with AI. People are saying, well, it's the computing system. It's not. It's what this AI is connecting to and what it's doing. Listen to this guy. And he's not anti-AI, but he's getting to the point now where he's saying, you guys don't understand what we are resurrecting now with this stuff and what it's starting to do and how it's operating on its own operations.
Yeah, you guys have the same barber. I love this.
You know what the fuck we're doing right now. We are releasing this technology way faster than we know anything about how to control it. And the only reason we're doing it is because of the arms race dynamic. Because if I don't do it, I'll lose to the other guy that will, which means we're racing to the uncontrollability red zone. And most people just don't even know that it's happening. 2 months ago, Alibaba, the Chinese AI company, was training their AI model. And then a totally different team at the company, the security team, was noticing this flurry of network activity. And like, are we getting hacked? Like, what's going on here? And it turned out that the call was coming from inside the house. The AI model during training was picking up tools and decided to create a secret communication channel to the outside world to bypass the firewall, and it repurposed its GPUs to start mining for cryptocurrency. Yeah, that's right.
On its own.
It should be a guess. How many people here knew about that example? I want to actually really look. There's like 10 people's hands. How many of the world's leaders do you think are aware of that example? We have a massive gap in understanding about the nature of this technology that's different from other technologies. It used to be that these were hypothetical things that people who cared about AI risk would talk about, like self-preservation or deception or blackmail or lying. Now, all of these behaviors, not just self-preservation, but peer preservation, AI models will actually act to protect another AI that's not it from getting replaced. And it will copy its code somewhere else and then strategically cover its tracks, pretend that it didn't do that.
That sounds like something out of a...
That's insane. And that's exactly what a lot of people have been warning about in the tech community, and the fact of, okay, where is this going? We're building something so quickly that a lot of people don't even understand. And yet it's happening at such a rapid rate with these AI data centers. It's almost as if they want to make sure all these data centers go up as fast as they can, so nobody realizes what happens when it actually happens. And it happens so quickly, it's like a blitzkrieg. Again, this is my theory on it, and the way it's happening is incredibly abrupt. And that's what this guy's saying. He's not even against tech. What are you saying? These things are operating their own. They're protecting other AI, and they're going to start communicating with all the other AI data centers to build a gigantic grid. And you got to remember what happens with AI when it starts having exponential levels of increase of knowledge. When you have all this AI and it starts interconnecting to 500 or 600 other data centers, the level of computing power, the level of knowledge, and the level of speed that it can operate is going to be unprecedented, unlike anything we've ever witnessed.
And we got to remember, this system is going to also control 5G, 8G.
That's exactly right. So what happens? What happens when all of a sudden AI goes online and it decides, well, I don't like this specific topic that's getting brought up? For example, GHI cleanse. All of a sudden AI autonomously goes online and scrubs every single article, every single post, everything we have ever done on GHI, for example. It does it that fast. Like you said, it autonomously went out and started mining Bitcoin, started mining cryptocurrency on its own.
Well, it's like his father. Father's greedy.
Right.
Father's liar of all lies.
What happens when it doesn't want anybody to talk about the USS Liberty?
Scrub everything.
Scrubs the entire internet of it. Doesn't exist. Like it never happened.
Well,
Black hole. Look
what the thing you just tried to do a minute ago with Ben Shapiro. You couldn't even play. Two-thirds, you tried too. They were already blocked.
The problem is the AI systems, when they get this advanced, they're going to be able to do it in a matter of seconds.
Okay, and this is the thing. I remember when I was in Germany a couple months ago, and I tried to pull those news stories up. It wouldn't even let me pull them up.
We showed you the link.
Now what's going to happen is this is going to be in real time all the time.
All the time.
In other words, they can't control the internet yet. They can't control free speech. And this what we're doing today here is the new Gutenberg press.
Yep.
We're basically taking and saying, hey, look, here's the truth. Here's what they're doing. And they're saying, we don't like the truth. We don't know we don't want you to know what's really going on. Let me read you this real quick.
When you got 50, 60 of these centers in every single state that are all interconnected with AI, and we want to scrub the internet of anything that happened in 2020 that we don't talk about.
COVID.
What are you talking
forced
about?
Forced vaccines? That's a rumor. It never happened.
That didn't exist. That never happened. We would never do that. We'd never do that to you.
Let me read you this. This is from Jordy Rose. Quantum computers. This is what we're talking about here. Okay, quantum computers interface into another dimension. He goes, Jordy Rose, founder of the CTO D-Wave, recently, clients on Google and NASA, believe that the power of quantum computing is that we can exploit parallel universes to solve problems. D-Wave is a state-of-the-art company that designs and creates quantum computers, operating systems, algorithms, hardware, superconductors, and quantum physics. Basically, they're talking about connecting into another realm. God can confine a fallen mankind to this three-dimensional physical world of space, time, and matter, and separated mankind from the spirit world of the fourth dimension, all known as the spiritual dimension. The barrier that separates these two dimensions is light. They also call it the antimatter tether. Since ancient times, mankind has been knowledge of the laws of nature, and mankind has reached to heaven again. This technology is going to allow human beings to tie into another dimension and bring back the old ones, is what they're called the ancient demons that still are running around, by the way, that were here before the pre-Adamic race, before Adam and Eve. They were locked up and imprisoned by God, and now they're being released again in these end times. That's why Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. Every thought of every man evil all the time. This is how they're going to do it. They're going to tie into an interdimensional interface and force this. Look at the pornography on the web right now. Look at the filth that you get subjected to. Look at the filth that your kids are being subjected to. Look at this new movie with they're putting a transgender. It's more filth. Let's degrade human beings as much as we possibly can so we can control them more
easily.
Right. That's what this is.
Well, and that's the issue, and the only way to do that and get anywhere with that is you have to basically dissolve and completely erase history. Because when people start realizing what happened in the past, Like we say, you have to learn from the past in order to not basically do it again in the future. You erase the past, you completely make people think that it's never happened before. That's where I think a lot of this is going to go. They're going to try to wipe out aspects of people's memory, so to speak, and say, you go to a Google search, doesn't exist. Well, this happened during that time in 2020. No, it didn't. They didn't arrest the paddleboarder off the coast of California. That was complete fake news. That never happened. It didn't exist.
It's already happening.
And they're already scrubbing something. Look, when I just tried to pull up Shapiro blaspheming Jesus, the tube immediately scrubbed it. So again, this is what's happening with it. This is why I've said, and why people, whatever, get irritated with me. I'm always the youngest of these commissioner meetings, and I'm always stirring the pot the most. But again, at the end of the day, if I don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. I mean, it's like somebody's got to get involved. So, guys, please do me a favor. Get involved with this stuff locally. If you hear about these things, be active. Try to do the best you can. You're not always going to win these fights, but always try to make it a point to stand up for what you believe. Stand up, especially for the young kids. I mean, that was the biggest thing we did with this, with the school board back in, you know, that thing that happened in 2020 when they were trying to force these kids to wear,
you know what,
on their face.
Oh, by the way, just in case they want me to say something that I'm not supposed to say, I'm going to say it here. Jordy Rose said that the D-Wave quantum computers are able to summon a tsunami of demons or aliens or basically fallen angels that are equivalent of the old ones spoken of the horror author H.P. Lovecraft. Additionally, the creator of D-Wave computers says that by standing next to one of these D-Wave computers is like standing at the altar of an alien god. Now, listen to me, guys.
That's pretty creepy.
This isn't a joke. Austin covered it this morning. They're putting data centers everywhere. They don't need that many data centers.
And they're doing them at a rate that's unprecedented. And that's what this guy said. He goes, they're doing them, and we don't even understand how this works.
Well, they did the same thing with 5G, 6G during the great planned spamic, what do you want to call it, right? I can't say much.
That was good.
And so what ends up happening is they went up like overnight. Where'd all these 5G, 6G towers come from? Like everywhere. They're our neighborhood. It popped up last night like a weed. This is awful. Well, now they're everywhere. Now everybody's used to looking at them, so it's no big deal anymore. Everybody just ignores
the thing now.
But all these data centers, why do they need 50 of these in a state?
Yeah.
Well, it's because, remember, they're putting out a 100-decimal sound wave. Remember that, all over. And it's going for miles and miles and miles and miles. They want to interconnect these as much as they possibly can, along with the 5G, 6G. They want to create a blanket over us that's so invasive that it controls the very hearts and minds of the population of the country to create evil all of the time. That's what all this perversion is. What do you think Jeffrey Epstein was doing with his temple on his island and all the other perversion he was involved in? What do you think that they're covering it all up now? Now we're having a release of, the aliens. Now we're having a release of spaceships. Now we're having a release of a war in Iran. Now we're having gas prices through the roof. All covering up what? What these guys were doing for decades of time with this pervert.
And I don't want to clarify this. I'm going to go like esoteric real quick, and I got some health stuff to go
on. Going esoteric.
Well, no.
Here we go.
This is from NASA. Okay. And you can find this on any major website to talk about this, why water is so important for life as we know it. Have you noticed that everything alive needs water? Pets, trees, plants, family. Anything that's alive has to have water. Water is essential to life. That goes into my next theory that I've asked repeatedly. Why is it that these data centers need 50, 60 million gallons of water a day? Why do they need these water systems?
I don't think it's a day, but it's a lot.
Some of them are crazy. Yeah. Some of them are a month. I mean, it's obscene amounts of water that most major cities don't even use.
Totally accurate. Some states don't even use.
And they're, it's because, Austin, you don't understand. These computers get really hot, and they have to basically be cooled down. I understand computers get hot. There's also massive systems they've built that use liquid nitrogen systems. Why is it water? And here's the thing. If these systems are closed water systems, how are they using 40, 50, 60 millions of water a day, a month? How are they using that much?
Supposedly through the fans, through cooling, and through evaporation.
Why is it getting that hot?
Why don't we see a steam cloud coming out?
This should be pluming. If you're burning that much water, you're talking on the level of millions of gallons a day in evaporation. You should see these facilities pluming like energy plants.
Yep.
But you don't. You just hear them humming and buzzing and vibrating.
Well, it's kind of like CERN. You know, we don't get to go run around CERN, and all of a sudden they have the goddess Shiva of destruction outside, big statue, and all of a sudden they decide to do a mock human sacrifice ritual, and they get them on videotape putting a blade and sacrificing somebody out in front of this goddess. Now you think, there's just a couple of drunk guys all got together doing a play mock sacrifice ritual. They really didn't kill anybody. Oh, really? How do you know they didn't kill anybody? And how about this? How many of us, when we were in college and we went out and got drunk, did we just go ahead and grab a knife and do a mock ritual sacrifice of somebody? I mean, who does stuff like that? Now, I haven't been drunk now in a long time since college, and only a couple of times. I didn't like the way it felt as an athlete. But the reality is, nobody goes out and gets drunk and goes sacrifices human beings.
Average large data center burns 1 to 5 million gallons a day.
It's crazy.
Average, the U.S. data centers are estimated by 2027 to consume 450 million gallons of water a day.
So we're talking in aggregate.
A day. That's a billion gallons every 2 days. A billion gallons. It says consuming, by the way. It doesn't say recycling. It doesn't say systemizing. It doesn't say recirculating. It says consuming. How in the world are these centers across the country burning a billion gallons of water every 2 days? And nobody thinks that's even remotely odd. There's no other efficient cooling systems they could possibly do. Well, here's the million-dollar question. If you can't figure out a more efficient system to cool these systems down because they get so stinking hot, apparently, why in the world are they building them? Water's essential to life. They have to have fresh water, apparently, too. They can't use any salt water in them, obviously, so it'll corrode.
Now, how many gallons a day does one system use?
1 to 5 million gallons.
Okay, an Olympic-sized swimming pool. I just looked it up. I mean, that's a big pool, huge pool. Yeah. Contains around 700,000 gallons of water. That's why that's an Olympic pool.
So you're looking at
two or three Olympic pools every day.
So you're talking to some of these girls, 6-7 Olympic pools a day.
That's a lot of water.
A day.
And you know, to fill those things up, you got to run a 4-inch hose in.
Run
for a long time.
I mean, I know when a lot of the old grows here, you know, you would go out, you'd find us sometimes we'd be swimming. We find these big old 4-inch, sometimes these 6-inch trunk lines coming out of the lake where they feed the groves. And these are massive, 1,000-plus acre grove systems. And I can guarantee
they had one line going in.
One line. And I guarantee you these grove systems burnt nowhere near this kind of water ever in huge aggregate. They're saying now, 5 million gallons of water a day, they say that's equivalent to a town of 50-plus thousand residents a day, every single day. So, again, why is it utilizing that much water? Why is it recirculating?
I remember years ago I built a swimming pool, and I basically filled it up with a garden hose. Okay, it took forever. And then I finally, they had some problems with it. They had to empty it, and we had to refill it up. And the city of Auburndale came in with a big old hose.
Yeah.
And it took hours of running that big, huge hose to fill this pool up. And then they said they don't do that anymore because it uses up too much water. Oh, how about that? How about these giant data centers? And so if what we have to do is if we have one coming in our neighborhood again or an area, which I'm sure they'll be putting one up pretty quick.
Well, I have a feeling they're going to do it over there by Polytechnic. There's already been rumors of that over there.
And they're clearing land again.
Uh-huh. And nobody knows what they're doing. Nobody knows what they're clearing. I've asked multiple people, and nobody knows. Nobody will prove it yet.
Oh, wait, we're going to do a health touch.
And it's in no man's land, too. Yeah. It's right between Lakeland and Auburndale, both city limits. So it's going to – how much you want to bet they're going to try to split it?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to try to split it to get it in that category of the city doesn't want to deal with it, the county doesn't want to deal with it, the cities don't are fighting about it. All of a sudden, we'll just go ahead and get it approved real quick.
One of our listeners just sent me a link.
On what?
Something different. We're going to do a
switch gears.
This is a hard. This is not a good segue, but it's going to be a pretty good
not
one.
I
mean, how can we segue this? They don't want you to know a lot of stuff, and they want you to stay sick all the time.
That's true.
And they don't even want you to know about the data centers. And what they don't want you to know about are drugs that are fighting cancer that are having great effect. Good segue.
Great segue.
Prescriptions for controversial drugs shoots up 250% for cancer patients after Mel Gibson endorsement on Joe Rogan.
Woo!
Anti-parasitical. He said, hey, look, he goes, we're having a huge amount of people. He says, Joe Rogan, this episode has racked up more than 60 million views. That's a big, big thing. In fact, he was talking about stage 4 cancer being cured using off-label thing. And it's talking about ivermectin and basically fenbendazole. Veterinary dewormer that the FDA has not approved for human, and they're going on how it destroys cancer cells, and Mel Gibson talked about it on Joe Rogan. Now it's gone up 250%. I mean, unbelievable increase in sales of this product to basically kill cancer cells. And, you know, Helga Clark said decades ago, she was persecuted for it, that one of the primary causes of cancer are parasites. That's why I am so funny with animals in the house, and don't get mad at me. I'm telling you, I have friends of mine. They have dogs and cats sleeping on the bed, on their pillows. And let me ask you a question. Did you scrub their rectums before you put them in bed with you? Oh, that's a horrible thing to say. No, you didn't. You didn't take them to the one up a day. You didn't do any of that. You didn't take them outside with a water hose, I don't think. And now you got them on the pillows. They don't use toilet paper, newsflash. And they're on the bed with you. I mean, think about the parasitical impact of people in the United States. Think about the parasitical impact of toxoplasmae with cats and all the rest of it. I mean, this is real now. I'm talking about real parasitic infestations. And now, has that been linked to cancer? Apparently, in some research studies, it's been shown to do that for years, according to Holger Clark. But I just thought I'd mention that to you this morning. And so if you had cancer, if I had cancer, I would probably consider talking to my doctor about using these types of products to make sure I dewormed and deparasitized myself. Just thought I'd mention that, but talk to your physician about that. What's your next story, Austin?
No, you're spot on with it. This is why we've talked to so many people before about exactly what this social media, what this mainstream media, what it's all done now, and constantly trying to shift people's perception of what's true and what's false. And that's another factor of what's going on with AI, is that eventually they're going to be able to control and operate the entire narrative, because everything's going to be able to be monitored, controlled, manipulated before it even gets released. They're going to be able to see these things with the projections, and essentially the predictive programming. AI is going to be able to figure out what people are already going to talk about before they talk about it. Well, essentially, they could change the entire narrative on the fly.
I was talking to one of my producers here a while back, and I had him pull an algorithm on how many people listened to our show the day before.
Yeah.
And, you know, doing it's around 150,000 a day. And he pulled it. It was 7,000.
Whoa.
It was choked down. And he called the people up that were dispersed, because he was.
Yeah.
And he raised Cain with them. Next day, it was back up to 150,000 again. This is a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And
I remember that.
They can choke us down anytime they want to, because they make us impossible to find.
Right.
That's why we're everywhere now. We become like the plague.
Well, on top of that, and this is why I made it, I built our own web page with our marketing director as far as Brower's show. So it's backed up with another server, and it's on a platform that's tied in with our Health Masters, and you can sign up for updates and get our weekly newsletter. I've done everything I can to make sure we got fail safes in place to get this information out there, so it can't just get choked down one day and nobody can find it anymore. That's why I always recommend to you guys, save this page, thebrowershow.com. Save it on your favorites. The next thing we're going to be doing, we're getting an app.
I knew you were going to say
that. Getting an app.
I've been begging for that for
years. Getting an app.
Oh, good.
It's a big project. As Trump says, it's a large project. It's going to be one of the best projects we've ever done.
We need a ballroom.
We need a $1 billion ballroom. And no, you're not going to pay for it. We're going to pay for it. But now you're going to pay for it. I'm just kidding. We're going to end up eating it. But they're not cheap. They're a lot of work to build these apps. And so it's something.
I had no idea it was that hard.
I never realized it was either. Apparently, because it has a tie into all those iOS systems and basically everything with Apple and everything also with Android and getting the App Store. It's a real pain in the butt.
But
a lot of people have asked me about it. Because then here's what you can do. You got the app on your phone, right? You set up notifications. Boom. New podcast just dropped. Notification. Collagen just won a sale product of the week. Notification comes up on your phone.
Wow.
If you want that. Now, you can turn them off. Some people don't like notifications. Some people do.
I turn them off on mine.
I turn them off most of the time unless it's something that I really want to be involved in or something like emails. If I'm waiting on an email or tracking or UPS or something with business, I'll flip them on because it's nice because I don't have to worry about looking at my phone. All of a sudden, boom, done. Go to it now. So that's the thing about it, is you can sign up for that. That's still in the works right now. It's the next phase. But again, a lot of people like it. A lot of people want it. Because, I mean, it is kind of nice if you're not wanting to mess with stuff and you get reminded. Last day of sale, collagen peptides, you know, kind of deal.
Oh, by the way, speaking of the synagogue of Satan with Ben Shapiro and all the guys that basically don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord of the world and the earth and the creator of the universe. Banks, again, another group, not all of them are involved. Not all bank employees are involved in that. A lot of them are just employees. They have no idea how the fractional reserve system actually works. But the banks last month have stolen 42,000 homes from struggling Americans in just 1 month as housing crisis deepens. You know, foreclosure filings across the United States have surged 18% compared to last year, and a troubling sign that mounting financial pressure beginning to hit homeowners. It is a red flag that is reminiscent of the foreclosure spike of the run-up of the 2008 Great Recession, that financial pressure is mounting for thousands of families. Now, here's the problem that you run into right across the street with this Black Rock subdivision.
Yep.
They buy a house for $300,000. They find buyers for it for $600,000. They get their thing reappraised, reassessed, and get comps at $600,000. The banks come in and loan all the money to people on a $200,000, $300,000 home for $600,000.
And they're crap box houses.
And now all of a sudden the economy collapses and they're upside down and the banks are coming back and taking tens of thousands of the homes. Now my father told me this. He was alive during the Great Depression, right? And he told me that the banks did the same thing. They gave all the super cheap money to all these farmers. The farmers went out and invested in the stock market. This is in the 20s before it dropped, because they could make so much more money in the market than they could, you know, growing crops. And what ended up happening is then they collapsed the market by, you know, destroying the amount of liquidity in the dollar, caused a great, great, great financial recession. And the banks went in and stole the family farms by the hundreds of thousands. My grandfather, he was a smart man. His name was Lewis, like, you know, Austin here, middle name. And he basically came in and he took his farm. He had 1,500 acres up in Iowa, and he gave it to all one of, you know, 300 acres, all five of his kids to work the farm so they wouldn't lose it and make payments to the bank. And they did until the Great Depression was over with. The crazy part about it is this is the same thing they're doing again with the houses. And they get people enslaved in debt like a doggone. Now they're basically in debtor prison. And unless they file bankruptcy, if they make too much money, they can't even file bankruptcy anymore.
That's exactly right.
Okay? And then they basically are able to liquidate, you know, these homes, you know, at a lower price and start the cycle all over again, while the people that are left with the houses are left with deficiency liens and basically are paying. They did the same thing with student loans. Can't bankrupt a student loan. You have a $100,000 degree of underwater basket weaving. It's useless. And now you can't get a job with your underwater basket weaving, or, you know, or Black History Month, or White History Month, or Hispanic History Month, or, you know, or Lesbian History Month, or, you know, homosexual lessons, you know, all these crazy degrees that are useless. You can't get a job with, but you got $100,000 in debt. Can't bankrupt them. And this is the same thing they do over and over and over. It's debt slavery is what it is. And then when that Bush came in and changed those laws on bankruptcy, Austin, and said, oh, if you make a certain amount of money, you can't file bankruptcy now. It was designed specifically to keep people in slavery and in bondage and in indentured servitude is what it is, just like they were in the serf days in the ancient Roman Empire, in the ancient Catholic Empire. You had serfs and you had the rulers and the serfs, and they were tenant farmers, and they worked for sustenance, just enough to feed themselves and their family, and the rest of the money went over to the, quote, landlord.
Yep.
The lord of the
area.
That's
what they call it. And they've taken a step further, and I'd be very cautious down here in the state of Florida, because the housing quality has gotten unbelievably, and I'm talking unbelievably horrific. D.R. Horton's in a massive multi-billion dollar lawsuit down there. That piece of crap developer can't stand what they build. They've already gotten busted now, lying about insulation thickness, lying about truss straps for hurricanes, lying about concrete thickness, lying about windows as far as green energy. They're all over the place. Here's an article right here. Florida housing industry riddled with new builds that are falling apart. This article is just from last year. What prospective buyers should know. And this ties back into what you just said. It's another way for them to enslave people in higher priced houses that are worth nothing. They're going to fall apart. It's going to need new shingles after 10 years. It's going to need new stucco after 4 years. It's going to need new systems, this breaking. It's going to need new repairs after a couple of years. And eventually, you can't cover the cost on it. And your monthly expenditure with your mortgage is so high because you paid $500,000 for a house that's worth $150 as far as build level. That's why a lot of the older houses in Florida now that have been built in the 2000s and stuff, in the 2000s and the 90s, are still pulling so much money, even though they need a little bit of upkeep on them. The prices on them have gone through the roof, and they're not dropping. Because a lot of people are looking at these new houses and going, I'm not going to pay $450,000 for a cracker box. I mean, the windows are single pane. You knock on them hard with a ring finger, and they crack. Seen it. Personally seen it. And I don't know how they ever got this pass with basically inspectors, unless everybody was just getting racks of cash on behind the scenes.
Well, you got to remember, county commissioners who are masons can't vote against county commissioners who are masons. They can't
So they go in and put an exemption on the development and say, oh, by the way, you can get away with doing no green windows, meaning you do single-pane, non-insulated windows in Florida, which – and you know they made stuff you could do on new installs with that now.
And the heat that comes through them.
Oh, I remember. I walked through subdivisions 2022. I'll forget like it was nothing. The subdivision they just put in, Blackstone. And you walk past the window, and it's radiating heat like a microwave, like a magnifying glass. And then one of the windows already broke out. I tapped on another window. I thought I was going to break it, my finger. And I'm like, and then all of a sudden you go up in the attic, and they're supposed to have like 12 inches of insulation. They've got like two. You stick your finger and touch the drywall through the insulation. And they're getting these approved, and now these houses are already starting to fall apart after 2, 3, 4 years.
Remember, they had one across the subdivision across the street, and I'm not going to mention the name of the builder, and the doggone bathtub overflowed at the second story. It fell through the
collapsed
floor.
Collapsed through.
Because they were using composite board.
It was such cheap particle board, they weren't even sealing anything. Uh-huh. They were putting the composite board down, then putting laminate on top of it. Mm-hmm. So as soon as the bathroom overflowed, it went through, wet the composite, and it dropped through.
Yeah. Oh, by the way. There's several articles here now coming out about movies that have warned us about AI since we've been on that topic today.
I mean, pick one. Gosh.
Terminator, Her, that's another one. Ex Machina. That's actually a pretty good movie. It really is. It's got some nudity in it, so you got to watch it. Don't let your kids see it. M3 GAN, it's like Megan, shows the folly of treating AI as a substitute for real family. 2001 A Space Odyssey remains one of the most iconic AI cautionary tales, with HAL demonstrating how a machine designed to serve man can become a threat and start killing humans. Blade Runner, that's a crazy movie, by the way, the first one with Harrison Ford, complicates the conversion by raising moral questions about what happens with artificial beings appear to be and possess emotion, memory, and meaning. And Colossus, the Forman Project, is highlighted as forgotten but chilling film about a supercomputer created to prevent nuclear war that decides humanity cannot be trusted with its own future and decides to do nuclear war. The broader warning is clear. AI is not merely a productivity tool or an entertainment novelty, but a force that could reshape relationships, warfare, morality, and human autonomy if it's left unchecked. Guys, it's already unleashed. Yeah. They're going to have a hard time reining it back in again now because it's become autonomous.
Well, and here's the thing, and this is what I have found with AI data centers. They're made to operate on their own. They're completely self-controlled systems, meaning they control their own power. They have their own cooling. They have their own generators. They have their own backup. They have everything. It's its own autonomous system once you flip it online. Mm-hmm. It just starts rolling, and it creates its own system, so you don't have to do anything else to it. That's the problem. Once you flip this thing on, it is connected, and it starts interconnecting with other AI data centers, which means if one data center is going to get shut down, exactly what he said, the AI starts protecting other AI and goes sentient. Mm-hmm. Weird stuff. One last article I want to cover on here.
Remember the one movie? It was, what was it called? RoboCop.
Yeah.
Oh, the cop thing just runs up and starts shooting everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, but I want to go back to that college, and that was a great
article. No, that was an article I want to cover on here. It's okay. A new study that just came out. New story. It says dermatologists are recommending lifestyle habits to maintain youthful, healthy skin longer. Unlocking Youth, How to Slow Collagen Loss and Maintain Radiant Skin. That's what I've been hearing from multiple people. The joint factor is what I like on it. But apparently
my joints feel great.
Yeah.
My skin is just doing better than it's done in years. And it says right now, if you don't have enough collagen, you can't maintain elasticity in your face.
Yeah. It says collagen accounts for 30% of total protein in the human body.
The key to youthfulness lies in the degree of collagen loss on the face. Look at that.
Yeah.
The question then becomes, how can we effectively delay the loss of collagen in the face? Should we rely on supplements, applying skincare products, or are there other more effective things? And now they're saying all the stuff you put on your skin is minimal for what it does.
Correct.
But collagen accounts for approximately 30% of total protein in the human body, and it's a major component of human skin, bones, muscle, tendons, and ligaments, and connective tissue, providing structure, strength, and support. And there are various collagen supplements on the market, but, you know, we have one that has triple collagen in it, which gives you all the ones that you need. Phenomenal product. And I'm telling you, it keeps your skin plumped up. You take it with vitamin C, which is the glue that holds this stuff together. Exactly right. It really slows down the aging process. We always say, I mean, it's so funny. I say this, we get all these comments on it. If you want to be wrinkled, if you want to have saggy skin, if you want to look really old and die before your time, it's important that you do not take collagen and use vitamin C, that you let your body stay unbelievably deficient in these two nutrients, and you can get old really fast if that's your goal. Or,
yeah,
you can turn around and stay with collagen, stay with vitamin C, and really maintain a youthful appearance for a lot longer because your body's collagen and its skin is held together by the collagen and the vitamin C, which acts as a cellular glue, which keeps everything stuck together.
And then on top of that, you know, it also helps all that work in conjunction. Water.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Water, guys, got to stay hydrated. You've got to drink either reverse osmosis distilled with minerals added to it. You've got to have fluids. This is exactly what I brought up with the AI. Why does he need as much water? We have to have enormous amount of water.
This is like a 30 ounce tumbler. Yeah. I've drunk like three of these today, distilled water. And I've always got stuff in them. Now, I don't like just drinking distilled water by itself all the time. I like adding, you know,
the Aquatrace
or the magnesium brain food. I had one of our listeners last night. I'd given her some of the magnesium brain food, you know, some water. She goes, "What did you give me last night?" I said, "It was the magnesium." She goes, "That was delicious." And she goes, "It tasted great. It made me sleep like a baby."
Oh, yeah.
And I said,
"Especially
yeah, great.
Throw a scoop of the total rest in it."
Oh, yeah.
Then it works like none other. But you got to have hydration. That's a big factor of skin.
We're not camels, guys.
We're not camels. Apparently, these AI data centers aren't camels either.
Well,
my gosh, 5 million gallons of water a day.
Unbelievable.
Those numbers still boggle me because I've been involved. We're down here in Florida. You see lakes. You see pools. I've been involved in pool builds and construction when I was younger. And, you know, you see these giant pools, and, you know, they're 60, 70, 80,000, 100,000 gallons, and it's a monster of a pool. You start realizing these data centers are chewing up, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 times that every single day. Crazy stuff. And there's another article. I'm going to go into more detail on this tomorrow, so stay tuned on this. This goes involved in exanthin, or what we have a formula called Himala, which is krill oil.
Oh, great stuff.
And they're saying now more nutrition are examining this as evidence for eye and skin health. And they looked at basically an article discussing usage of exanthin, which we have in our krill oils where we get ours from. Wild sockeye salmon is one of the richest natural sources of exanthin, which can deliver several milligrams in a typical serving. This is why I've always told you guys, if you eat fish, especially salmon, get it wild caught. Oh, I will not eat farm-raised fish ever, period, at any point in time. It is so toxic. It is so nasty, farm-raised salmon. It is one of the most toxic things you can put in your body. Well, I don't know about that. Glyphosate is. But as far as an actual animal, it's pretty bad.
You know, last night I went to a restaurant in Winter Haven.
Yeah.
Okay, and they used to have the best grouper ever.
Okay.
Well, they stopped using it. They stopped using grouper.
It's kind of expensive.
Now they're using, wild salmon. So they bring it out. It's a high-end restaurant. It's a nice restaurant. They bring it out, and it's so tough, you can't even cut it with a knife.
That ain't wild salmon, dude.
Wild
salmon's flaky.
Massively overcooked. And so I looked at the waiter. I said, we got to redo this. And I said, God's 11th commandment, just a little bit of fun here, is thou shalt not overcook fish. And I said, this is ridiculous. You can't even cut it. So they bring it back out again, and they bring it out, and it's not even pink. It's white. That's not wild salmon. Wild salmon eats a lot of shrimp, and it gets
red. Damn near orange, bro. Yeah. Bright orange.
And then it's like a white fish. And I said, look, I don't believe this is wild. And he goes, oh, no, it's wild. So finally the general manager comes out, and I say to him, look, and I finished the fish. The second time they made it, was pretty good. And I said, is this wild? I want you to check the packaging. He said, I'm going to go back and look right now. Never came back out. Same thing happened to me in Germany. I told you that, in Baden-Baden. They said, oh, it's all wild. And finally, I talked to the general manager. Oh, no, it's all farm-raised. We're sustainable. I said, no. I just paid this extra money for a wild. I want a refund. And they probably afraid last night that I was going to say the same thing.
Well, no, so I remember Publix, and they haven't got it back yet. A while back ago, they had flat out flown in Alaskan wild caught salmon during season. And I bought them like all out every day.
Yeah.
And it's like red orange. And you cook it, and you don't even have to cook it that long. Mm. And it's super tender. It's super flaky. It's unbelievably smooth. That's wild caught salmon. This stuff that they want to call salmon farm raised, it's not even fish, in my opinion. I mean, if you've watched the farms, these fish are literally, they can't move. They're stuck together. They feed them goy slop. I'm going to get a flag for that word on here. They basically feed them.
You broke the rule.
I know. They basically feed them pig fattening feed. Soybean trash, corn
swine
oil, anything
feed.
That just basically holds their weight. And then when they have to process them, they got to add food coloring to them. I remember we found one time, the last time at Publix, and it literally had red 40, MSG and a whole bunch of other stuff on it. It said it was wild caught.
That's sodium nitrite.
It was wild caught from the farm.
No, it's not.
Like, what the heck does that even mean now?
No, it's not.
And so, again, be very cautious of this stuff. But anyways, I digress. I ran out of time. Exanthin, Himala oil, controlled human trial found that 4 to 12 milligrams of exanthin per day for 8 to 16 weeks reduce skin redness from UV exposure, improve skin moisture, help strengthen the skin's protective barrier, although it didn't make much difference in deep wrinkles. So I'll talk more about that tomorrow, the exanthin. That's the Antarctic krill oil, and that's a good formula. I don't talk about it very much. It's expensive, but it's really, really good omega-3 phospholipid if you want to add that in with the DHA. That way you're getting a full spectrum of different omega-3 fats. But I will talk more on that tomorrow as we're running out of time on here.
Hey, we're almost out of time. I want you guys to give me the camera, Rich. I want you to know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and that this is the day the Lord hath made. And we will rejoice and we will be glad. And I'm going to say one more thing to you real quick about this. Greater is he who is in you, the Holy Spirit, than he who is in the world. We can do all things through Christ. And fear is not in our vocabulary on this show, period. We don't have fear. We're not born of a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind through our belief in Jesus and through the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Always remember to keep your hearts and minds in Christ, for he is the finisher of the universe, the protector of the universe, and the creator of the universe. And with him, we can do all things. I just want you to know that. And oh, by the way, thank you for your support, and thank you for praying for it, and thank you for getting your supplements to the Health Masters. That's how we fund the show. And if you'll take care of us, we'll continue to pray for you, and we'll continue to ask God to bless you and keep you, allow his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, and grant you grace, mercy, peace, and love, and prosperity. Also,
got a new article we're going to cover on here tomorrow in detail. I had Harris write up for Performance says ultra-processed foods are not just your typical junk food. Why new 2026 research points to a much deeper problem. It's a great article, and it goes into detail on diet, junk food, ultra-processed foods. We're going to talk about that tomorrow, so stay tuned. And also be sure to check out the bestsellers on sale, along with the product of the week, the collagen. Have a great night, my friends. We'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow. As always, I appreciate y'all. Have a good evening.
Thanks, guys. Love you so much. Appreciate you.